Well, welcome back once again. You know, my grandmother always said, Bill, careful what you wish for. Well, maybe he should have listened too. Come on, you'll see what I mean. Let's get started. He wasn't some kind of superhero. Not even an ordinary, everyday hero. He was just in the right place at the right time. This week's episode, Delivered as Promised. Bobby lived a quiet little life in a quiet little bungalow on a quiet tree-lined street where not-so-quiet children played in their front yards. When he came home to his quiet little house after work, he always sat down in front of his television, ate his warmed-up something for supper, showered, shaved, then early to bed. Bobby the Bachelor liked things just the way they were. Quiet, routine, boring. But all that was about to change one stormy Friday. Bobby dodged the puddles as he ran down the street to the employee parking lot. As he approached a busy intersection, he watched in horror as an old man was about to step in front of an approaching city bus. He threw down his umbrella and ran to shove the old man back, narrowly saving his life. But Bobby, poor Bobby, he would not be so lucky. In his heroic efforts to save that old man, he slipped and fell on the wet street. The bus driver tried, and he couldn't miss him. He ran right over poor Bobby, crushing his right leg beyond repair. 3 weeks later, Bobby was released from the hospital. His prosthesis was still not ready, so they sent him home hobbling on crutches. For a recent amputee, he did pretty good with only his left leg. What? Bobby turned down the television, grabbed his crutches, and hobbled to the door. Robert? Mr. Robert Johnson? An old man was standing on the front porch. Yes, I'm Robert. Well, wait, Bobby Johnson. Bobby wobbled a bit on his crutches.
Well, look, I'm sorry to bother you, but I can see by the look in your eyes that you don't remember me. A few weeks ago, remember? You saved my life.
Bobby leaned in for a closer look. Oh, then he remembered it. That earring in his left ear. It was him.
Bobby, I'm not who you think I am. I'm actually a genie. Some stupid kid found my bottle in the dumpster and released me just before you came along. He pretty much wasted his three wishes on two Xboxes and a year's supply of pepperoni pizza. But now that I finally found you, I want to grant you three wishes as well.
Bobby wasn't sure he believed the old man. A genie? Right. Okay, what the heck? I'll play along. Let's see if you really are a genie. Then, without even thinking, Bobby blurted, I want $1 million. The old man, the genie waved his hand high over Bobby's head, and 100 stacks of $1,000 bills plopped on the porch. $1 million.
Delivered as promised, the genie smiled.
Bobby nearly fell off his crutches.
Well, I'll be. Okay,
wait. Let me think. Next, I want a brand new Corvette. 500 horsepower. Black leather interior. Oh, red. It's gotta be red. Again, the genie waved his hand. And right there, right on Bobby's driveway, a Corvette dropped out of nowhere. Fire truck red and everything.
Delivered as promised, the genie smiled.
So, what shall be your third and final wish, Bobby? The genie asked.
Bobby thought a moment before rattling off whatever popped into his silly little head. Am I an idiot or what? I should ask her this first. I want my leg back.
The genie just stood there, scratching his head. $1 million? A red Corvette? Easy stuff. But this? A leg? A human leg? Okay, look, Bobby, give me an hour. I'll be back at 7 o'clock. Bobby was sitting at his kitchen table, sipping a beer, counting his $1 million, and smiling at his red Corvette out in the driveway when... What is that noise? Oh, just a minute. Hang on. 7 o'clock. Once again, Bobby hobbled to the door, but this time, ready to throw his damn crutches away. The genie handed Bobby a package. Oozing. Oh, dripping. Delivered as promised, the genie smiled.